At the lower grade levels, most kids are back in school by this week, and that, of course, means kids will need help with homework. Web companies are happy to step in, companies like Ask, Yahoo, and America Online. They are all offering kid-friendly versions of search engines. The companies say these sites cater to kids' reading levels and filter out inappropriate content. What's in it for the companies is, of course, money from the advertising, which will not be filtered out. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
In Sean Hopkins' world, there's one great injustice.
I feel like I'm going to throw up because I hate homework so much.
But it's some comfort to this 8-year-old that, at least, he has the internet. His mom, Charlotte Happel, pulls out a poster board from last year.
This is one of his oral presentations that he did on his own on the cheetah. All the sentences, the facts about the cheetah, we got off the internet.
The cheetah is the world's fastest land animal. The cheetah can run up to 60 miles per hour.
In this household in Ashburn, Virginia, there's no encyclopedia. Actually, the computer stands in for the dictionary, too. The youth market is important to web companies. Dave Rogers is managing editor of Yahoo Kids.
I think kids are an important audience because they are the future of the web. We want to hook the kids early on to Yahoo as a resource that they can use and rely upon for their whole life, not just for school, but for entertainment content and things like that.
All the sites offer help on basic subjects like math, history, science, and language arts. They're most helpful with research, directing kids to useful links on, say, Thomas Edison or the Gettysburg Address. But what they can't do is stand in for a human tutor. So while it's easy to find a definition for a circle, for example, it's harder to get the site to explain what a tangent is or why it's important. 2 years ago, AOL actually designed a site called Study Buddy that offered online tutorial help for a premium. But it didn't work and was jettisoned. The focus of the remaining sites is on fun. Stephanie Cohen is director of Kids Online.
I always like to kind of, you know, give kids their medicine but make it sweet kind of thing, like with giving them that edutainment kind of stuff.
Because kids are fickle. They're on to the next thing before you can say boy band. And let's be honest, no one really wants to be there for the homework, with the exception maybe of Kevin Jarrett. Jarrett is an elementary school educator in New Jersey. He thinks many kids' sites have become too distracting. He liked one of Yahoo's earlier sites because it featured fewer games and videos, but then the company yanked it.
One day, poof, it's replaced with this thing that looks like, you know, part video game site, part advertisement for every product known to man.
Back in Ashburn, Virginia, Sean Hopkins gets absorbed in an adventure game about planets. His parents agree his introduction to the web raises issues, like how advertisements differ from real content. And even at his tender young age, that plagiarism is wrong.
Yeah, we don't want him to get into that habit or thinking that schoolwork means copying other people's work. So that's a whole learning experience in itself.
A learning experience that should serve Sean well as he enters into the third grade. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.